10 chance to win cash with Ijona Megabox. Only on Phoenix FM.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Adrenaline pumping, minds racing as we head to the Absa Cup quarterfinals this weekend. Kicking off with two double headers, the Border Boys, Chirundo United, will take on the sensational Zanaco in a bid to win. And Play It Forward FC will take on the Airmen, Red Arrows, kicking off at 12:30 and 15 hours respectively in Kitwe at Arthur Davies Stadium. The thrill-packed games continue on Sunday with the mighty Mufulira Wanderers playing against the elegant Dynamite FC Muza, and closing with Abayelo Power Dynamos versus the brave Njanga Rangers in a battle to win at Nkuruma Stadium, kicking off at 12:30 hours and 15 hours respectively. Who will move on to the semi? Grab your ticket at www.techpay and watch the games live on SuperSport and the Absa Facebook page. Your story matters. Absa.
To die in Mugashi mine accident. KRB approves licenses and permits worth 7 and permits worth 7.3 billion kwacha. In global news, Mugabe's son pleads guilty to pointing a gun in South Africa. Good evening and welcome to the Phoenix FM main news. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwenga. Two illegal miners have died while three others sustained injuries after a mine accident at Mulyashi Mine in Patamatu Township on the Kopperveld. Kopperveld Police Commanding Officer Mwala Yui has confirmed the incident, which occurred between 17 hours and 19 hours yesterday at pit number 3. Mr. Yui said the accident happened when a group of illegal miners were digging for copper ore and the earth suddenly collapsed, burying five of them under copper waste, and three managed to escape while two were trapped and later died. He identified the deceased as 23-year-old Patson Mwansa Jr. and 24-year-old Kelvin Sichinga, whose bodies were retrieved from the pit by fellow miners and were still at the scene by the time police arrived. Mr. Yui added that the three survivors, Marlon Mwaba, 37, Kaselevela Lubwesa, 26, and Sunday Chola, 21, sustained multiple injuries and have been admitted to Ron General Hospital. In a statement, Mr. Yui says investigations into the incident are ongoing. The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has approved 31 licenses, 16 construction permits, and inclusions to licenses, representing a total investment commitment of 7.3 billion kwacha, aimed at enhancing energy service delivery and infrastructure development in Zambia. ERB Public Relations Manager Namukolo Kasumpa says the approvals granted during the ERB Licensing Committee meeting held on April 14, 2026, span the electricity, renewable energy, and downstream petroleum subsectors, reflecting broad-based growth across the country's energy value chain and sustained investor confidence in the sector. Mrs. Kasumpa says the approvals also reaffirm the strength of ERB's regulatory framework in promoting complaint-efficient and sustainable energy investments. She explains that in the renewable energy subsector, the board approved 6 licenses for the manufacture, supply, installation, and maintenance of renewable energy equipment, and granted a license to Makota Environmental Standards Africa Limited for biofuel production as an alternative to charcoal. Mrs. Kasumpa says in the electricity subsector, 4 construction permits were issued for power generation projects expected to enhance capacity and improve system reliability, while in the downstream petroleum subsector, multiple licenses were approved covering transportation, importation, export, distribution, and retail of petroleum products, as well as lubricants and liquefied petroleum gas.
In the renewable energy subsector, the ERB approved 6 licenses for the manufacture, supply, installation and maintenance of renewable energy generating equipment. A license was granted to Makota Environmental Standards Africa Limited for the production of biofuels as an alternative to charcoal. This approval is particularly significant as it contributes to reducing reliance on charcoal and supports environmental sustainability while contributing to the diversification of the national energy mix.
The Ministry of Community Development and Social Services has revealed that Zambia has more than 64,000 persons living with albinism out of a population exceeding 19 million. Ministry of Community Development and Social Services Chief Planner Susan Musonda has noted that the visibility of albinism within a predominantly dark-skinned population increases vulnerability to stigma and social scrutiny. Ms. Musonda was speaking in Lusaka this afternoon at the launch of the National Action Plan for the Protection of Persons with Albinism.
Then in the Zambian context, we also discussed that the significant number of persons with albinism that we have in the country at approximately 64,000, whose needs must be deliberately integrated into national development planning. Then also recognizing that despite the strong commitments under international instruments such as the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and the Convention of the on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, enforcement remains inconsistent in the country.
Meanwhile, Community Development and Social Services Minister Dorian Momba, who was represented by Parliamentary Caucus Chairperson on Disability Joseph Musanje, called on communities to reject harmful myths and promote inclusion.
We call upon communities to reject harmful myths and embrace inclusion. Traditional and religious leaders to champion positive social norms. Service providers to ensure accessible and inclusive services. Law enforcement agencies to act decisively against perpetrators, and civil society and cooperating partners to continue supporting advocacy. Service delivery and accountability. Above all, we must ensure the meaningful participation of persons with albinism themselves in decisions that affect their lives.
ActionAid Zambia says the enactment of the Criminal Procedure Code Amendment Act No. 4 of 2026 marks an important step towards strengthening accountability and advancing justice, particularly for survivors of serious crimes such as rape, defilement and incest. In a statement, ActionAid Zambia Country Director Fides Temba Temba has welcomed the reforms, saying they present an opportunity to address long-standing gaps in the justice system that have limited its responsiveness to communities, especially women, girls, children and other marginalized groups. Ms. Temba Temba said these gaps have often reinforced unequal power relations and restricted access to justice for victims of violence and inequality. She noted that the amendments offer a chance to begin correcting these structural challenges and to strengthen a justice system that prioritizes protection, accountability, and human dignity. Ms. Temba Temba said the development builds on sustained civil society advocacy efforts, noting that in 2025, ActionAid Zambia was among organizations that campaigned for legal reforms to address gender-based violence, amplify survivor voices, and improve accountability and protection mechanisms within the justice system. She noted that effective implementation of the amended law will be critical, calling for investment in accessible legal services, faster case resolution, and safeguards that protect survivors while upholding fundamental rights and freedoms. Parliament has passed the Criminal Procedure Code Amendment Act No. 4 of 2026, making a number of offences non-bailable, among them rape, defilement, and incest. In global news, the youngest son of Zimbabwe's late former leader, Robert Mugabe, has pleaded guilty to pointing a firearm and illegally being in South Africa. Beliamine Mugabe entered guilty pleas to the two charges after he was arrested in February following the shooting of a 23-year-old man at his home in Johannesburg. The 28-year-old has been held in custody alongside co-accused Tobias Matondoze and appeared at the court in Alexandria today. The BBC reports on other stories.
The leaders of Britain and France are hosting a meeting with dozens of countries aimed at restoring free passage through the Strait of Hormuz. The vital waterway has been largely closed by Iran since the war began and is now also blockaded by the US. Pope Leo has told worshippers to reject every form of abuse or violence during a public mass in Cameroon. He urged